Are we set to become the Hollywood of the 2020s? The government has recently announced a further $400 million in funding under their location incentive program until 2027. The idea being to entice more foreign film crews to shoot their productions here in Australia. Now, many governments around the world offer financial incentives for international production crews to film in their country to attract local spend and jobs. In this case, the Australian government predicts that the policy will attract around $3 billion of foreign expenditure and create 8,000 jobs a year on Australian soil. Sounds all great, right? But what are the implications for our own film and TV industries? Groups who are already reeling from budget cuts and job losses. What does the announcement signal for the future of locally produced stories for our own screens? Well, this morning we're joined by Associate Professor Joe Corst from the School of Culture and Communication at the University of Melbourne to discuss this a little further. Hello, Professor Corst. How are you?
Well, thank you, Willie.
So tell us a little bit more about this recent government announcement. What are some of the biggest implications?
Well, it's a good announcement in terms of employment of particularly people involved in the tech side of the industry. Obviously, there are a lot of people who lost all work in March and were in a pretty dire situation. And because a lot of people working in the film sector, as in the arts more generally, work on short-term contracts, they were ineligible for things like the JobKeeper program and in many cases the JobSeeker program. So the work that they had planned to do over, say, the next 12 months or so had just disappeared overnight, and they were in a very difficult financial position. So the intent of this program is to attract international production back to Australia on the fact that Australia seems to be doing pretty well, aside from, obviously, Victoria. Pretty well in terms of COVID-19, and therefore provides a safe environment to do international film production.
Right, so it sounds like there's some portion of the filmmaking industry that thinks this is great. Is there a portion of the filmmaking sector that maybe don't think it's as great?
Well, it's obviously a boost to, as I said, technical and production crew. They do have to have an Australian company or partner involved in that. So there will be other Australians involved. But this is not about making Australian films with Australian content and so on. And probably most of the senior people involved in any production such as this would be internationals. So you're not going to have Australian directors, you're not going to have Australian stories being presented, and you're not going to have necessarily Australian actors in lead roles or Australian cinematographers and so on. So it's mostly to do with the support base of making the film, as opposed to location support, all of those sort of things that happen in terms of making a film. But as the Screen Producers Association, which is a local body that covers people involved in the making of Australian films, notes that it isn't going to support the making of new Australian films.
Go on.
Well, Willie, the other thing that they note, which I think is really important now, is that at some level there's more money being provided for international production in Australia than Australian production in Australia. And that's rather very concerning, I think, for the film sector.
It is really concerning. How does our funding program compare to the financial incentives, say, if Australian filmmakers were going to the UK, for example?
Well, we are now offering a similar kind of package. There was a lot of lobbying for Australia to increase the amount of inducements it was offering to international productions. The Australian and New Zealand Screen Association, which is whose members are the big companies such as Universal, Walt Disney, Netflix, Warner Brothers, and so on, they commissioned a research report a couple of years ago which noted that Australia was in the lower half of offering incentives. Many countries offer incentives to attract film production to their shores because obviously it has a multiplying effect in terms of employing people and using local facilities. But that varies. Ireland offers 32% tax credit on eligible productions. The UK offers 25% cash rebate on qualifying expenditure. Some of them also expect, though, that if a film is going to be made in their country, the film production must pass what they call a cultural test. We don't have such a test in Australia, but there is an expectation that there will be the use of goods in Australia. The goods and services will include cast and crew, and there will be a use of land. So there are a lot of there are some conditions that is expected, but they're not necessarily as extensive as, say, perhaps in the UK.
What does the cultural test mean? Are you able to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, in the UK, it varies from country to country. But in the UK, it means things like that the film should be filmed in English. So that would mean that you can't go and do a film in Mandarin in England, that it contributes to local employment. This is part of the cultural test.
Yep.
And so you have to earn so many points, but also that the films reflect British creativity, heritage and diversity. Whatever that means,
yeah.
That is obviously a fairly broad kind of framing, but obviously it is showing, it is asking that the film does show England or Britain as part of the film. So what I'm thinking about, if you think of a blockbuster film being made, say, in Queensland, it may actually not reference Australia at all in any shape or form.
Oh, my God, so, yeah. Some of those action hero movies, there's no Australia in
that. You have no idea where they're actually located because they don't reference any location, whereas the UK incentive is insisting that basically there is reference to where the location is and reflecting that location.
Professor Corse, what would you say is the strategy for ensuring that our local content and stories don't get lost amidst all this?
I think that the pressure has to be continued on the government to recognise that if you don't support the Australian film sector, when I say the Australian film sector, it's the sector who are actually making Australian films. You are in a situation where you can very easily lose it, lose the expertise, but also lose the content. More importantly, so that our lives, our cultures, are not reflected on the screen, and we know how important that is. And of course, it's also being what's happening across the television sector is also incredibly important in this respect. As you're probably aware, the government changed the ruling in April, and they described it as removing red tape from the commercial television sector. But essentially, what it was disappearing the expectation that the commercial television sector had to have a certain amount of Australian content in their work, and they.
Oh
don't
my God,
have
so
to.
They're all just going to go and buy shows offshore.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Exactly.
Oh, we're going to end up with Bachelor in Paradise or Love Island or something.
Yes. Yeah. So, we've always been vulnerable to just bringing in films and television from overseas because it's much cheaper. If you just bring in a film for distribution, it's obviously going to be a lot cheaper than actually making it on your own shore. But if you do that, then it does mean that a whole lot of people don't get employment, aside from the fact that you're not making anything about what is actually happening in Australia.
What's happening around us. I know. Yeah. It's very... Yeah. It's a very interesting time for the Australian media and creative landscape, I think, and it will be interesting to see where we come out of this in the next 12 months. Professor Jo Corst, thank you so much for your time this morning. It was great chatting with you.
My pleasure, Willie. All the best.